Get abstract. Knowledge compressed.
From massive oil spills to Twitter gaffes, mishandled crises can ring the death knell for a brand or individual in today's hyper-connected world. Bad news travels as fast as a click, and the court of public opinion can judge you, find you guilty, and pass sentence before you take a deep breath. Your only defense is to understand the environment and prepare for the worst.
3 decades in the trenches and on the front lines have given Bill Walker a clear perspective on the ins and outs of crisis communications. In his book, Crisis Communications in the 24/7 Social Media World, from Paramount Market Publishing, he recommends 3 strategies. First, aim for complete transparency. Second, focus every action and communication on what is best for the public, not for yourself or your company. Third, strive to shatter the public's negative expectations. Get Abstract recommends that executives and public relations professionals use this book as a safety net while walking the crisis management tightrope.
In an American court of law, you're innocent until proven guilty. In the court of public opinion, the opposite is true. A story once circulated on Facebook about a couple who stiffed a New Jersey server because they did not support her gay identity. Thousands of people reacted, shaming the narrow-minded couple and sending money to the persecuted waitress. As it turned out, the story was a hoax. People rush to judgment when a story confirms their preconceptions. Most preconceptions are negative, shaped by numerous media reports of scandals, misdeeds, and cover-ups. People no longer trust politicians, CEOs, or religious leaders, and they have grown cynical about corporations acting out of self-interest while inflicting harm. Therefore, don't expect sympathy or understanding when your company is under fire.
Initial discussions about how to manage a crisis often revolve around self-defense. However, organizations that prioritize self-preservation amplify crises and turn public sentiment against them even more. Consider golf pro Tiger Woods. When Woods crashed his SUV in the driveway and his wife Elin smashed its rear window with a golf club, the media descended. Woods and his team tried to manage the story, but events spiraled out of control. Woods finally spoke to the media 3 months into the crisis, but the damage was done.
Establish an effective crisis management process to deal with calamities decisively before they evolve into monster situations. Prioritize communications. First, alert executive members, the board, and senior management. Next, communicate with employees, and then move to the third tier of stakeholders, such as vendors, regulators, and customers. Lastly, inform the public via traditional and digital media. Never let your employees find out about a problem from an outside source. Leaving your own people out of the loop will alienate everyone.
A crisis is not the time to shield the CEO from harsh truths. He or she needs to face the trauma head-on as the leading representative of the company. Leaders must encourage their staff to convey bleak realities without fear of repercussions. Lanny Davis, a lawyer in the Clinton administration during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, summed up the communication strategy. Tell it all, tell it early, tell it yourself. This should be the mantra of every CEO during an emerging crisis.
Every executive should undergo media training. Beware that your instinct is to protect yourself and your company. Yet, whenever you limit the information you share or shape it toward your own benefit, you compromise your integrity and authenticity. The public expects you to spin the truth or lie outright, so protect yourself from attacks on your credibility by telling the truth and nothing but the truth.
Social media are your crisis radar. Today, your customers share their experiences with your products online, so knowing what they're saying is important. Select a monitoring service and assign monitoring duties internally. Pinpoint searches for keywords and identify influencers to follow, such as bloggers or advisory groups.
Social media are also fuel for the fire. A social gaffe can quickly take on titanic proportions by going viral. Before boarding her plane, the former director of communications for IAC, Justine Sacco, tweeted, "Going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white." The story spread around the world before she landed at her destination. Although she apologized, she destroyed her reputation. Never tweet or post a comment you would not say to a room full of people.
The only acceptable apology is an authentic apology. When David Morrison, Lieutenant General of the Australian Army, learned that soldiers had participated in an internet sex ring, he pledged, "I will be ruthless in ridding the army of anyone who cannot live up to its values." People found his emotional reaction genuine and believed him. In contrast, celebrity chef Paula Deen made her problems worse when she attempted several times to apologize for making a racist statement. She rationalized her actions, deeply damaging her warm, friendly, personal brand.
Acknowledge the public's pain and the harm your company caused. In 2014, a Chevron fracking well exploded in southwestern Pennsylvania, killing a worker, causing a fire, and threatening the local water supply. The company responded by mailing nearby residents a coupon for a free pizza and liter of soda. The story went viral, and the enraged public responded with online posts like, "We guarantee your fracking rig won't explode or your pizza is free." Once you've apologized, devise a plan to prevent the crisis from reoccurring and make it right. People will forgive and forget as long as no repeat episodes take place.
Learn what preconceived notions the public has about your brand and industry. By surpassing expectations, you turn a crisis into an opportunity to strengthen your brand reputation. For example, a disappointed University of Oregon football fan emailed Coach Chip Kelly an invoice for $439 for his travel and ticket costs when the team lost to rival Boise State by a landslide. Coach Kelly sent the fan a personal check and earned a lifelong devotee.
Because crises are unpredictable, communication should be a flexible, reactive process. Assign a core or executive crisis group that includes the CEO, Vice President of Communications, and in-house legal counsel. The crisis team should include representatives from operations, human resources, public affairs, and sales and marketing. Line up external advisors to assist during the crisis and consider hiring trained crisis communications counsel. During the crisis, set up a daily meeting for the team and put simple structures in place for decision-making and approvals.
After the crisis passes, conduct investigations and take the pulse of public opinion. Next, begin a relaunch plan that helps you process the experience, reiterate your values, and reaffirm your commitment to the public today and in the future.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.